For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gerard Mayo today, team practicing. He spoke before practice began. By the way, I want to issue a quick correction. Blake Snell has a 2-year deal, but there's a player option for next year, so he could opt out, maybe. He may have to trade for him. He may not be a free agent. Either way, that's Gerard Mayo. And a comment that you had a bit of an issue with, I just saw you tweet out there. You got to get good at football, or you become good at football by playing football. It's one thing to go out there and read a card. It's a very reactive game, Gerard Mayo says. That's all well and good, except for, well, what?
Drake May?
That's the little problem there.
Who'll literally be reading cards and running the scout team and trying to learn and get better by watching football from the sidelines.
But wait a minute. I thought you thought that all rookie quarterbacks would be better not playing ever.
Absolutely.
So they shouldn't play.
If you mandated every rookie quarterback sit for a year, I think in totality, they'd all be better off for it. More quarterbacks would succeed than fail.
So you disagree that by becoming good at football, you have to play football?
No, I think you have to play, but if you delay
it a whole year.
Yes. So you really don't understand the concept.
That's a whole year where you're not playing football.
You're learning. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're not playing.
You're on an equal playing field with every other quarterback that enters the league.
None of whom are playing football. Ipso facto, not
because you're
getting
it's called
better
red
at shirting.
Football.
Not
it was how it worked in college football forever.
Right.
A lot of smart men, a lot of great coaches believed you had to develop. By watching,
develop 17-year-olds, sure, not
22-year-olds or just grown beard. I mean, Drake May couldn't look any younger, couldn't act any younger. He's played two seasons
You don't think there's a difference between 17-year-olds and 22-year-olds?
No, I do. I think they're both young and green.
Okay. You get better at football by playing football.
But in general, you
really get better by sitting and not playing
at all. I actually agree with you.
You
get better at playing football by playing football. That I believe in.
I don't think you do.
Oh, I do. No, I 100% do.
But you think the red shirt thing is
But there
a great
are people
idea.
That aren't ready. There are people that aren't prepared. It's like in high school, they tell you that all the time. You go to like your kid plays high school, they're like, this is a developmental sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like any other sport. You know, the senior to the sophomore is a big difference. The senior's driving to the game, he's got a mustache, he's got testosterone, and you're a poor little boy.
What? He's got testosterone.
Testosterone.
Like, whoa.
That's the reality, right? Like the maturation process. And I think there is similar. Like if you look at Trent Williams, for example,
mm-hmm.
versus a rookie left tackle, Trent Williams is a man. That's a man.
Yeah.
That's a man right there. And the rookie is green and, you know, maybe isn't shaved. He's 21, 22 out of LSU. Will Campbell, my guy. We'll use him as an example.
Okay.
He's not a man.
Joe Alt.
But he's going to be playing a man's sport right out the gates. So there is a definite developmental curve there. But let's focus on this. You're nitpicking and you're trying to you're like my wife. That's you're bringing up an old argument.
Exactly what I'm
this
doing.
This is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Drake
that was
May.
My favorite part of yesterday was yelling about that. So,
me
yeah.
too.
It was...
I enjoyed it.
I wanted to try and recreate that magic, get that
Who
spark
did I
back.
See down at Gillette? And they were like, I got in the car in like the 5 o'clock hour and you and Arcan are just screaming at each
oh,
other.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we had a good one. It was our first real good yeller of an argument.
I enjoyed it.
But the focus here on not nitpicking me. Let's nitpick Gerard Mayo for
Fine.
A minute.
Okay.
Let's nitpick the head coach who broke his streak of really impressive media performances at one day with the Greg Hill show. I thought he was very good. Although others found nits to pick in that even.
Okay.
But today, it's hard to kind of bring together the ideas that you believe young players to develop must absolutely play football. And your most important young player is not going to play football.
No.
Even though you said when he played fake football, he was better than the other guy at it. He didn't embarrass himself, correct?
No, he did not.
Like, an argument can be made. Somebody could take the field and you just go, oh, my God. He is not ready.
This isn't going to work.
This
yet. Right,
like
exactly.
He needs
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
No one argued that. Not Gerard Mayo, not Drake May, not Alex Van Pelt. Nobody argued.
I'll take it a step further. I don't think anybody really had a problem with any aspect of Drake May's game.
Nope.
I don't think that his arm strength, his accuracy, his moving in the pocket, his reading the defense, footwork, all that stuff. I feel like everybody was pretty impressed with it. It's not like he was putting up huge numbers, but I think the reason for that is because guys were dropping balls, and the most part, he was doing his job. He was putting balls where he wanted to, and he was negotiating the pocket very well. He didn't get sacked a lot, and I don't really remember anybody criticizing anything about those preseason games.
And yet, you're not going to play him. Even though philosophically you believe playing guys is how you get them ready to play. And I continue to go back to Jerod Mayo. A big part of his experience is his playing experience. He brings it up all the time.
Right.
8 years, he was a captain, he was a leader, he did this, he learned that, he watched this, all these things. What day did he start?
Day one.
Jerod Mayo started.
Yeah.
At,
I had to stop and think for a second, but yeah, he played right away.
A pretty premium position, middle linebacker. Mm-hmm. Like, you're involved in a lot.
Replacing a legend in Teddy Bruschi.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it was.
And I assume that was green dot times, right?
Might have been hand
green
signals.
Dot right away, maybe. Hell, either way, he was involved in communications and calls and dealing with the back end and the front end and the whole damn thing. So he learned from playing as a green rookie out of Tennessee. And yet, here we are. We're Drake May watching. We're on the Drake May wait. When is May watch?
That's certainly what it looks like.
Did that annoy you or no? I mean, it's just me.
What?
Because I love
him
the
saying
quote. I'm torn here. This is typical Andy. I can bitch about anything.
Right.
I love the quote because it's hardo. It's old school. You get better at playing football by playing football. You don't get ready for football by not watching, by watching. You know, that whole thing. I love
it. Sure.
Feels like a Dan Campbell type thing. Right? Except then he's not adhering to his own quote and philosophy with the quarterback who I admittedly want to play. I want to see him. I don't want to be bored and that whole thing, despite my belief that, yes, a red shirt year would benefit on totality everybody, just like the 508 says, teachers do a one-year teaching practicum under a master teacher, then make $35,000 per year in year one. Drake will be fine. See, teachers do it. You know how you learn to teach? By watching.
Watching other people teach.
Then you teach a year later.
Yeah. It's basically just like being a teacher. Let me say this. There is sort of an odd consistency to this, right? Because you do want your young players to get better, obviously, but Jerod Mayo's thing all this time has been that Jacoby Brissett gives us a better chance to win. So if he believes that Jacoby Brissett's going to give you a better chance to win and he's starting Jacoby Brissett, then that's a reason to keep your young guy on the bench. You know, it just is.
Like, does he really believe that or he says that?
That's what he's saying. So there's consistency to what he's saying. Whether he believes it or not, I mean, that's for us to decide, and I don't agree with it, but I don't think he really believes it either, but that's the stance that they've taken.
He had a throwaway line today about Jacoby and, like, you know, give us a chance to win, take care of the football, hopefully there's no interceptions or something. And I was like,
right.
Why are we bringing that up? Leave that. Forget about that. No one wants to talk about him throwing interceptions. But I don't know if he believes that or not. I don't know if he truly believes. The other thing is, I'm starting to think, unlike me, who believes he's not breakable, I wonder if they have doubts about the breakability, the fragileness
of Drake May.
Of Drake May, which doesn't worry me
at all.
They're
acting like they do.
Yes, they're acting like they do. And that worries me. Because if they have any of those doubts, I don't like it. Because I want a guy that you're all in on. You took him number three. I want you talking the talk, walking the walk. And that's how I am. I think Drake May is unbreakable. They are treating him like he's a little breakable.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
The stance from the team is that Brissett, we think, is just better and a better chance to win right now. But the scuttlebutt around the team, obviously, and from people like us and the reporters and everybody else who are down there, is that you don't want to ruin Drake May. You don't want to put him out there, have the offensive line let him down, or the guys drop the passes, or him make mistakes, or whatever, and then you ruin him and you lose him. And that implies that, like Mac Jones before him, he's in the, you know, mental fragility sort of side of the aisle, and that if things don't go well, then you're just going to lose him completely. And, you know, the same thing Parcells said. Well, you could lose your quarterback. That's why I didn't play Romo right away. And it's like, okay, well, if you think that little of Tony Romo, that a little adversity would have completely lampooned his career, then just say that. Like, I'm not sure I think that about Drake May. I don't think that was the MO on him coming out of school, and it doesn't seem like that's his personality now. Who knows until you're actually out there doing it, but it's not how it comes off.
No, you know? He does not. And this is a little military style, and I guess old school football too, is like they try to push you to your breaking point because they want to know where your breaking point is. They don't want you breaking at the most inopportune time, right? They want you breaking before so they can realize, oh, this guy's breakable. Right. We need to move on. Like Mac Jones, I think you benefited from him breaking in year two. You know why?
It's better than him breaking in year six when he's making $55 million a year.
Sure. I would have rather he, you know, built off his Pro Bowl rookie
that
season,
never
but that would have been
happen.
Fine, too.
That was never going to happen.
It might have been if they kept the if most they didn't have Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator. I think he probably would have had a better
smoke
season.
And mirrors. At your best case scenario for Mac Jones was like Jared Goff, where you realize, no, I don't want him anymore.
Maybe.
He's not that good.
Jared Goff was in a Super Bowl the second year.
And he might be in another one this year. Did you know? Here's a little sneak peek if you want a good podcast.
I think the Lions could be there for sure.
Six rings and football things with Mike Giardi, mm-hmm. who apparently did his homework. Do you know the Lions play 15 of 17 games in a dome?
No.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Huh. That's really good for the Lions and Jared
Goff. That's pretty good for
them,
I would say. Absolutely.
Jared Goff is a dome QB.
Yeah.
That is very Drew Brees of him. Put the Lions in the number one seed in the NFC.
All right, let's take a phone call here before we go to break. 617-779-7937. Joe is in Randolph. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Well, just wanted to say, as I cut up my blame pie over here, I have to give a lot of blame for this current status of the Patriots for Robert Kraft. Because instead of signing quality players and coaches, he went out and spent a bazillion dollars on the world's largest TV screen and refurbishing the lighthouse. Was that misspent money or what? What do you guys think?
I agree. I think that was, you know, the lighthouse, the video board. You could have done all of that and also signed Calvin Ridley and also signed, what's-his-face, the tackle that we like.
Jonah Williams.
Jonah Williams. You know,
I like that argument.
There was
more.
Other things you could have done.
The Jonah Williams argument really grows on me.
Tyron Smith.
Forget Tyron Smith. Jonah Williams, 2 years, $30 million for a team that has unlimited salary cap over the... So he could have started for this year and brought credibility and stability to the left tackle spot, which I think may have then allowed them to play Drake May week one. And then if he stinks or isn't good, he can be a high-priced backup for 1 year. It's not the worst thing in the world if you have a $15 million swing tackle with all this cap space because you drafted Will Campbell and he beats him out next year, right? So the simple answer was there. It was Jonah Williams.
Yep.
I'm more and more on board with that. The fans that bring that up, I'm in solidarity. Let's go, peeps.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We have gotten an update from the Boston Red Sox.
Uh-oh.
They are stuck in traffic, it sounds like.
Appropriate.
And it looks like we're going to be talking to Alex Cora at 4 o'clock. Not 3 as it was originally supposed to be. Now it looks like we're going to be talking to him at 4 o'clock right after we talk to Adam Schefter. So that should be a nice
double dip,
nice flowing continuation of
two
our conversation.
Two very knowledgeable
there.
Men that
absolutely.
Are going to bring a lot of information to the table.
No question about it. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got room for you right now. Here's Justin Turpin with What's Trending.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.